Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Five Questions With. Last week, we had some amazing guests on the show, and boy, did we deep dive into their worlds. But here's the best part. We also uncovered their fun and playful sides. Our host, Scott Fullerton, has a treat for you today. You see, Five Questions isn't just about serious stuff. We like to keep it light and quirky, too. We ask questions that let our guests show their wonderfully unique and playful sides. Imagine this. What would they do if they woke up as a squirrel one day? Or what's their favorite ice cream flavor that describes their personality? It's all about bringing out their hidden quirks and having a blast along the way. We believe that even the most successful and accomplished individuals have a fun side, and we're here to celebrate that. So get ready to witness the fun and playful side of our extraordinary guests. You'll laugh, you'll smile, and you might just discover a thing or two about them that you never knew. So sit back, grab a drink, and get ready for the show.
Guys, if it's Tuesday, it's time for another Five Questions With right here on Leftist Right Show Interviews. We always have a great time bringing back here, and I have two fantastic guests back in studio with me. Nicolette Norgaard and Tim Hoffman are with me from the fantastic movie The Brink Of. Guys, welcome back to studio. How are we doing?
Great. How are you doing, Scott?
Good. Good to be back.
Good to have you back, guys. If you missed our full interview, check the link below. We talked last week about this amazing film and the careers that Nicolette and Tim have had. They're just great. Not only do they co-star in this film, they helped produce it. They wrote original songs for it. It's a fantastic film streaming right now, so be sure to go look for that. You guys ready to play a little Five Questions?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. This first one, I think, is going to be Tim's nemesis. But your band blew up in the movie due to a Twitter post retweeted by Taylor Swift in the movie. What's your current take on social media? What do you like about it, if anything, or what do you not like about it? Nicolette?
Yeah, social media is a double-edged sword for sure. But one thing that I think is really beautiful about social media and music is it feels like it's really democratized the music industry. You know, anyone can make music and post their music and find an audience. And that is something that, like, you couldn't say, you know, like 25 years ago. So, yeah, I think that's really beautiful. But, you know, then there's the other side of social media, which, like, is the comparison and, like, the addiction. And, you know, I have a complicated relationship with it, as does probably.
It could be a full-time job. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. But it is what it is. Tim, like I said, this is probably the bane of your existence here. Talk about what it's like to you.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's it's an incredibly powerful tool, you know, and I think people love to put, you know, especially anytime there's a new technology or a new cultural force of anything, people want to put it into the category of good or bad. And of course, it's not that simple. You know, it's like anything that, you know, mankind comes up with. It's what we do with it, what we use it for that, you know, makes it matter. So it's, you know, I think you see it being used for a lot of bad. I mean, that's definitely clear from everything from politics to, you know, I don't know, all kinds of stuff, but you see it doing a lot of good too. Like you were saying, you know, it's made and shaped entire careers. I do think there's something really exciting about the fact that, you know, especially with art, it's not just a bunch of people in Los Angeles on top of some skyscraper deciding what everybody likes now. Right. You know, everybody gets a say, and a lot of the big stars of today are, you know, they can go direct to the consumer. I think stuff like that is really exciting, and there's a lot of new opportunities that didn't exist in the past. So you know, double-edged sword. It's got good and bad, but it's up to us to make it a force for good, I think.
Well said. All right. Question number two. We have this amazing music in the film that you two wrote, sang live together at places. If you were to create a music video now, which famous actor or director would you like to direct your next music video? Nicolette?
Oh my God. That is such a good question. I mean, one of my favorite directors right now is Sean Baker. I love his work. I'm honestly not sure if he's directed any music videos. I assume he has, but I'm really only familiar with his films. But I bet he directs a really incredible music video. I would love.
Good choice. I like that. Tim?
Oh, boy. You know who used to do music videos? I don't think he does them anymore. Is Michel Gondry, who did he directed Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. He's done a bunch of crazy cool music videos that I'd love to at least, you know, have him see the movie and get his pitch to be like, okay, you know, what would a music video for one of these songs look like? And kind of bring those kind of like fantastical elements into like, you know, the context of our James and Lena's relationship, you know? So that'd be cool.
Definitely has the indie vibe. I like that. Very good choice.
I want to add to my answer really quick.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
I want to collaborate with Jane Schoenbrunn, if she's hearing this. She directed the film We're All Going to the World's Fair, and she has a new film coming out very soon called I Saw the TV Glow. And the way that she uses music in her films is so incredible, and I think she's amazing. And yeah, that's my
nice answer. Thanks for turning us on to that. I like that.
I had to one up my answer, huh? Just had to show me up with even more indie film.
We see the dynamic right here of James Delena. Yeah. Here we go. All righty. And let's go from the fun to the bizarre. Now you guys have created another music video. You're more popular than Taylor Swift now. What superhero do you choose to be your personal bodyguard while you're on tour?
I gotta go with Hugh Jackman. I gotta go with Wolverine.
Nice.
I gotta go with Wolverine just cause like after I think Logan is such a good movie and I just want to give him a hug and a stable jump. I wanted to have healthcare, dental, full. I mean, he doesn't need him. He can't die, but I just want him to have some stability and I want him to raise a family and live a happy life. If I can play any role in that happening, I'll be happy. So
I love that. Nicolette?
I'm going to have to go with Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk.
Oh.
For obvious reasons.
There you go. Not bad to look at when he's out of Hulking, too. Very good. Good choice. You got the best of both worlds there. Talking as a gay man on a gay podcast, I enjoyed that answer quite a bit. All righty. We talked about music in here, so you guys are amazing writers now, we can see from this indie pop songs that you guys have created. But what's your go-to karaoke song when you're on a night on the town? Nicolette?
I think as both kind of coming from musical theater, we both probably have multiple for like different levels of drunkenness and like the context of the situation. My safe choice is always Let's Stay Together by Al Green. Always. Easy. That one is just so, that's like my go-to. If I'm like, that's the easy choice. It's not as fun, but it's beautiful.
Nice.
Very nice place. I did karaoke on my birthday recently and I ended up doing 100 Years by Five for Fighting. Kind of a random choice, but it just came to me that day and I knew that it was the perfect birthday karaoke song. And
that is amazing. I love that. All right, you guys made it through almost. So it's one question left. Question number 5. If one more time. Question number 5. If your personality was a weather event, what would it be?
Can we answer for each other here?
Let's do that. That's a great choice.
Nico's personality was a weather event. Define weather event. Is it like a hurricane or a tornado?
Yeah, exactly.
Or like
a hurricane
is like
a,
it's just
tornado,
like a good
so yeah.
Is just like a nice day. Like is that a weather event or
that's
is that
a weather
just
event?
Like,
yes,
I'd say like a classic LA day. Like not a single cloud in the sky. Just like a nice. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. You know, it's just kind of like perfect outside.
Well, that's so sweet. I love that. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, your turn. Your turn, Nico.
The
what weather event
that,
am I, huh?
Where's she going to go with this?
Yeah.
Either way, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on to your seat.
You know what? This is actually one of my favorite weather events. I'm not from a part of the world where weather is like this, so it's always very cool when I get to experience it. But it's like a really nice sunny day, and then thunderstorms come at the end and like surprise you. Just as the sun's going
I
down.
Like that. A surprise thunderstorm. Very good. All right. Well, Nicolette and James, you made it through five questions. Woohoo on that. Congratulations on the brand new film out, The Brink Of. Nicolette, remind everyone where they can find it and where they can find you on social media.
You can buy or rent the movie wherever you buy or rent movies. So Amazon, Apple TV, Google, YouTube, Vudu, etc. And you can follow our social media at The Brink Of Movie on Instagram and TikTok.
Very good. Tim, anything else to add here, my friend?
Nope. Go stream it. Go listen to the music.
Yes.
The music, we worked really hard on it. It's I'm really proud of it. And especially Nico's song at the end, the bonus song. Definitely go listen to that. I love that one. And that's like a great extra thing to go check out. So go check out that song too.
Very good. Well, Nicolette Norgaard and Tim Hoffman, absolute pleasure. Guys, again, if you missed our full interview, be sure to check the link below. We had a great chat about this movie and their careers. If it's Tuesday, it's always Five Questions With right here on Left to Straight Interview Show. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Well, hey, everyone. If it's Tuesday, it's time for another Five Questions With right here on Left of Straight Show Interviews. In studio with me today, Brian Falduto's back. Singer, songwriter, life coach. He does it all. If you missed our interview last week, be sure to check the link below. We had a great talk all about his new music coming out. He has a great new single, cover of Dolly Parton's Why'd You Come In Here Looking Like That? Great song. And we're going to do a little Five Questions. Brian, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Thank you. Good. How you doing?
Well, I appreciate you standing around for a little Five Questions With here. We're going to have some fun. Love the new music, like we talked about last week. Question number one, Brian, if you could only sing two songs for the rest of your life, one of yours and one of another artist, what two songs would you have to sing and why?
Oh, gosh, that's so hard. One of mine... I think the song that I enjoy performing live the most is probably Same Old Country Love Song, because people always sing along and it's a good time. And then if it was another artist, what song would I sing? Gosh, that is the hard. I love covering songs by other artists. That is really hard. I think I'd have to go with Honky Tonk Badonkadonk by Trace Adkins. I love performing that one live.
That would be fun. I like that a lot. Nice. All right, question number two, along those singers' vein, I always like to throw a good dinner party here in the Left of Straight Show. So if you were to have a dinner party, invite any three singers, past or present or passed away, who would you want to invite to pick their brain a bit? And I'm a big-time foodie. What would you serve at your dinner party?
Ooh, Kacey Musgraves, for sure. I think she's really cool, and I want to hang out with her. Who else? Maybe Dolly Parton? Yeah, probably Dolly Parton. I think she'd be a good time. I feel like the two of them together would be a good time. And then to round it out, maybe Kelly Clarkson, a little left field, but I feel like she's just such a talented vocalist. I love the career she's built for herself. She's got a great personality. I think that would be a good time to have those three ladies and pick their brain on the industry a bit. And what would I serve? I do make a famous s'mores dip, so I'd serve that for dessert for sure. I'm vegetarian.
A s'mores dip? Oh, share with me that. That sounds interesting. Wow.
The recipe will go with me to my grave, unfortunately. But the meal would have to be something vegetarian-based, because I'm vegetarian. So I don't know. Maybe like I'm known to make a really good salad. I know that doesn't sound exciting, but I'm very good at making salads. So maybe a salad and I don't know, like some vegetable lasagna or something. I make a good vegetable lasagna.
There you go. I like it. Sounds good. I think that's a good cast, too. I mean, Kelly Clarkson would bring a little bit of down-home fun and humor to it. Mm-hmm. Dolly's niece would be kind of fun, too, to bring a little bit of Miley Cyrus in there. That could be fun. Or Godchild, oh, whatever she is. That would be an interesting mix. But good choices. I like that. All right. Question number three, my friend. If you could live any character's life from TV or movie for just a day, who would you like to choose and what would you like to do?
Any other character's life from TV or movie for just a day? I'd love to be Moira Rose just for a day. Because, I mean, come on, those outfits, the drama. I find myself impersonating her often, so I feel like that'd be a fun time.
Nice. All right, question number 4. If you could have a ridiculous amount of just one thing, but it can't be money or fame, what would it be and why?
French fries. I didn't even need time. I knew immediately. I didn't even, just in the initial question. I'm a big French fry guy. My birthday party for my 32nd birthday was a bring your own potato party, and everyone just brought potatoes prepared a different type of way. It was a really good time. I love a potato. What can I say? What would yours be?
I like, what would mine be? Oh my gosh. I think if I could have just one of a lot of everything, it would be a lot of taquitos. For some reason, I'm a taquito fan. I love Mexican food, but taquitos with a good guacamole dip, I can eat all day long.
Like authentic taquitos, or are you talking like the frozen taquitos?
Authentic. I want authentic. Okay. I want it in the right shell, and I want it shredded, and I want it done right with a little bit of Mexican spices and some veggies in there. Yeah.
Okay. So.
All right. And we can make it vegetarian for you. I bring some along just for you. So that'd be
amazing.
Good.
Thank you.
All right. And question number 5. Back to the party idea. If you were to throw a themed party, what theme would you pick and why? We heard about baked potato. I didn't expect that to come up. But if you were to throw any kind of a theme party for friends and followers alike, what kind of theme party would you like to throw?
I should have saved my potato answer because that was a pretty epic party. But for my 30th party, my friends threw me a surprise party, which was Survivor themed, because that's the other thing I'm obsessed with. I've never missed an episode of Survivor in the 45 seasons it's been on. And it was great. All my friends came, and we, the person organizing it had divided everyone into tribes, and we were at this bar that had a backyard, and we like played challenges, and it was the most fun I've ever had. So it was a Survivor themed party. But if I'm gonna throw a party in the future that I haven't planned yet, this one doesn't sound cool at all, but if people know the childhood game Rat Attack Cat, my friends and I have recently just rediscovered it. It's a card game, and there's a bunch of characters on the cards, and we're gonna throw a party where you dress up as the characters on the cards, which literally only 10% of the population will probably get. But if you know Rat Attack Cat, you're probably excited about that idea.
That sounds sublimely silly. I absolutely love that. Very, very cool. Well, Brian Falduto, you made it through 5 questions. Congratulations. Guys, don't be a cheap-ass bastard. Go buy this music. Don't just stream it and everything. And Brian, let them know where they can find this music. Give them your great website and where they can find you on social media, my friend.
Yeah, website is my name, Brian Falduto, F as in Frank, ALDUTO.com. Or you can just put my name into social media and you'll find me anywhere on there.
There you go. Brian, stay on the line for me, guys. If it's Tuesday, it's always time for little 5 questions with. We appreciate you tuning in every week. Stay tuned this week. We have more Left of Straight Show interviews happening in just the next couple of days. We'll see you next time. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to our bonus podcast, 5 Questions With. Be sure to look for us every Tuesday as we bring back some of your favorite guests from the previous week's interviews and some special Best of 5 Questions guests as well. If you haven't subscribed yet or hit the like button, tap those buttons now to help other people find Left of Straight podcasts. We appreciate you for listening and look for our interviews with your favorite LGBTQ and straight allies from entertainment, foodies, music, books, and advocacy. We'll see you next week, because if it's Tuesday, it's time for 5 Questions With.